This is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how science fiction, horror, fantasy, and comics help us explore our humanity.
Hi, this is Tony Tolato, and today we're talking to one of the stars of Utopia, a fascinating series I've been binging on Amazon Prime. And she plays Alice, and her real name is Farrah McKenzie. Welcome to the podcast, Farrah. It's great to talk to you.
Hello, nice to talk to you as well.
I'll tell you, you are a dynamic young actor. I mean, in this series alone, the range of emotion you've had to play, not easy, but I think you've handled it extremely well.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Alice for those maybe who haven't seen this series.
So Alice comes from a broken home. She was placed in a foster home, which would be really hard for a young girl. And she finds a parent. And she's just a normal girl, you know, until she meets this boy named Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And she encounters some traumatic experiences. She ends up in this group of what we call nerds. And, and she is honestly a big part of the group, helping them solve dilemmas regarding utopia.
There is more sci-fi talk, so stay tuned.
Yeah, describe the scene when you... When Grant hops over the fence in your house, played wonderfully by Javon Wana, Watson, I think his name is, and he was terrific as well. So talk about that scene and to play that scene.
Well, that scene, he hops over the fence and Alice, my character, notices him eating some of her blackberries.
Right.
And she notices him, turns on the light, and chases him. And as Grant is crawling back over the fence, the Utopia comic book falls out of his backpack, and Alice takes it, looks at it, looks back at him, notices how starving he is, and invites him to her house, and invites him inside, where he meets Alice's foster mom, and that's sort of where it all begins.
Yeah. Talk about, there's definitely chemistry between you and Javon. Talk about that, especially you're both fairly young and coming into a project like this you probably never met before. How did you establish that? Was that right off the bat, or did you have to work on that?
Yeah, well, we met one day, and we kind of just started to grow our friendship, and he's really nice. He's an amazing person. We became really close, and we went on some like hangouts with his family and built our chemistry so that it worked on screen. Yeah, he's a great person. I loved having him as a friend.
Now, the thing about Alice is she's in some very intense scenes. They were tough. What was it like for you to play those scenes? I got to credit you. They were realistic, but as a parent myself, part of me was cringing just a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely, there's definitely an aspect of that where it was hard for me to do because I had never experienced any of those myself. It was a little bit hard to, you know, imagine my character in that place. But I sort of had to imagine what it would feel like and how I would react and how my character would react and put myself in that headspace, just go with it and hope for the best. Well, actually, you know, the worst. It was challenging sometimes knowing that I would have to imagine myself in those situations, and some situations that Alice is in are very, very, very difficult and very, sometimes tear-jerking.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it definitely was a little challenging, but I, as an actor, had to do it. I had to just get into it and do it to the best of my abilities.
Your crying scenes were very convincing. For, you know, obvious reasons when people see the show. When you do something like that, when the director yells cut, do you need like a moment to kind of come back a little bit when you let out that much emotion?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If I have to do a crying scene, I ask that the crew and the cast give me a few seconds just to get in that moment and that headspace and then do the scene. And afterwards, yeah, I mean, I can't just snap right back into being normal again. I have to just let it come back after a few moments and then do it again and again. And it's all part of the job. And I love doing it. I honestly, yeah.
Now, as you mentioned, you end up with the gang, especially towards the end of the series. What's it like when you're with the entire ensemble and you're stepping into their chemistry a little bit?
Well, they, as people, are wonderful. I loved every one of them. They were so amazing. And as actors, I completely respect them. They are renowned. They are really, really, really wonderful actors. And the chemistry was there too. Like, each one of them was so fun to be around, and we had that chemistry as well, so it was easier to be in scenes with them. Yeah, and as Alice's character, I think she was a little scared, was a lot scared at first, meeting all these new people and sort of being pushed into this new environment and this new gang, and she's just overwhelmed at first, but then I believe warms up to them and they warm up to her. I mean, it's still not a good time for Alice knowing everything that's happened, but she gets sure. used to it, I believe.
Yes, unfortunately, she does end up in handcuffs, and we'll leave it there. Why she got there, I'm not going to say, but she does end up in handcuffs. Talk about something new to play there, something most people don't experience in their lifetime. So that's cool. And she makes a bold decision in a scene with Javon, too, which I won't give away. And that was kind of interesting, too. Yeah, it was cool. Now, the comic itself, the artwork is absolutely amazing. How much of it did you see?
Well, Alice spends a good deal of time with the comic book. And I'm not going to give away the scenes exactly, but she does spend a good deal of time looking at them and examining them, which means I had to look at them and examine them. And, oh my goodness, the artwork was incredible. It was a Brazilian artist named João Ruiz, I believe. And the artwork was just fascinating. Definitely during those scenes, it wasn't just acting. I was astounded. I, as a person, love to look at it and love to examine it. And it was really, really, really unbelievable.
Sci-Fi Talk returns in a moment.
What's interesting that I really like about the series is the comics are clues to something that could end up happening. And I like that part of it. And there's like little clues and all the different drawings that as you watch the series, you get, it could be anywhere in the drawing. And I like that part of it. Were you able to see some of those clues when you looked at it and maybe watch some of the episodes?
Yeah, as the episodes went on and as I was watching them, I remembered some of the stuff that I saw. And I'm like, wait, that was a clue? Oh, I never realized that. But it was really, really fun to watch the series and just look more into the comic book and notice more and more of those clues that I hadn't noticed before.
Yeah, it really is an amazing series. I'll admit it took me a while to get into it, but once I did, it was like, oh, okay, all right, I get it. And a wonderful cast all the way around, from John Cusack all the way down. There's some really good actors in this. And the writing, I mean, it's the writing from the writer from Gone Girl, and you know, you can't get any better than that. So that's a pretty good territory. Was this a regular casting opportunity for you?
Well, I had never worked with such renowned artists such as John Cusack or Rainn Wilson. Besides, you know, actually, I worked with Channing Tatum and Katie Holmes. And
that's right.
Adam Driver. And those, yeah, I would say those people were amazing. But working with, before this, I had been a big fan of The Office. and just working with Rainn Wilson, you know, I kind of had to keep my cool a little bit, but it was really fun to work with him because even behind the scenes of The Office, he's really fun and funny and entertaining. It was really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, you literally have grown up in the business. What's that been like for you?
Since I was really, really little, I love to do shows and performances and just record myself doing little, really, not really, you know, well thought out shows. I just record myself just performing and coming up with little storylines. And my parents were both actors. My dad's still an actor. And my grandparents actually met on Broadway.
Ah.
And yeah, my grandma was a Broadway dancer. So basically, I grew up in the business. My whole family is in the business. My parents just thought, oh, you know, she has it in her blood. Why not put her in the industry like us? So that's how that began. And I've loved it. I've loved it the whole time. I've loved just portraying new characters and growing up and looking back at the ones that I've done before and seeing how much I've grown from them. And sometimes cringing at the ones that I've done when I was really little.
Well, that's, you know, that's understandable, but you know, you've come a long way. You definitely have come a long way. The thing about the series too is there's a virus, and obviously that part of it made it really eerie for me to watch it. But we're going through a real one, a real pandemic, and obviously this was written and done way before any of this came out.
Right.
So what's it been like for you during COVID? Now, obviously there isn't a lot of work being done now. So, you know, are you in school or how are you occupying your time?
Yeah, I'm doing school through Zoom.
Yeah.
And that's really boring. And it's, yeah, but I kind of just got to do it and push through it. Luckily it's in the comfort of my own home. So that's an upside. But still wish I was socializing with my friends in school, but that's fine. And I spend time with my family. I'm doing a lot of writing actually right now. Like just nothing serious, just for fun, like writing stories that come into my mind. Just, you know, it helps soothe me, it helps relieve, I don't know, stress in school.
Sure. So is that something you might want to pursue someday, as besides the acting, is maybe write some things?
I don't think so. I mean, that used to be a dream of mine to be like an author, but I don't think so anymore. I would love to continue in the acting industry, possibly even maybe being a director. I've always loved to do that, so that could be something that I want to do, but I don't think I go into the writing business.
Well, the thing is, you're getting a valuable lesson now because you're watching other directors direct and you could see what they're doing. And besides doing it, there's nothing I think better than being on a set and seeing how production enrolls. And, you know, this one obviously has some money behind it too. So you can really get an idea of how production this size is run. So pretty interesting for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. I learned so much from the directors that I watch. It's incredible.
Now, the thing is, how much of a gap is it between when you shot this and where you are now, age-wise?
Well, we shot this last summer. So I was 13. I was 13 when we shot this, and now I just turned 15 last month. So, yeah, it's been about, and the audition process was actually 2 years ago.
Wow.
A couple, Yes, almost 2 years ago, exactly. And so it's been one heck of a ride.
But I guess if you, I haven't seen the last two episodes, but if you are to play Alice again, she'd look a little different, I would think.
Yeah, I would think.
That's great, though. That's great. So some good memories on the set and everything with the cast. I'm sure birthdays were celebrated and all that.
Oh, yeah. I have tons of good memories. There was one scene in particular that was just so funny to me and was probably so annoying to the rest of the cast and crew because because it was one scene where Javon and I were sitting at a table eating.
That's
and
right.
And he accidentally messed up one of his lines. Uh-huh. And it completely threw us off for the whole rest of the take and all of the takes after. We just could not pull ourselves together. And it was so, it was funny for us, but I was, at the same time, I was so embarrassed because of all of the, like, the directors were telling us, like, calm down. But I was like, I'm trying.
Crystal Fox played your mom, is that right?
Yes, yeah, I loved her.
Yeah. She was dynamite. I mean, you could see that there was a bond between you, and that totally came across. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was it like to work with her? She's obviously been in the business a while, too.
Oh, I loved her. I really did. She was really fun. She's really funny. We actually, you know, became like quite good friends behind scenes and off of the set. And it was really fun to get to know her. I really love working with her. She's such an amazing actress, and I would definitely do it again. She's amazing. Mm-hmm.
So is there any word on season two right now?
Fingers crossed. You know, hoping for the best.
Really, just lastly, as far as like shooting a show for streaming, do you, and I know there were rules, you know, governing how much time you could work, but do they shoot more than one episode at the same time, you know, at consecutively, or is there a break, or how does that work?
When we were shooting, we did an episode at a time. So it would usually take about a week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would usually take about a week, maybe more, to film an episode, and then, you know, we just go right into the next one. And I wasn't in the first episode and right. half of the second one, so I didn't have to be there for that, you know, that first couple weeks. Once I did, I got, you know, I caught onto the schedule. It was so fun to work on. It was really fun.
Is there anything else that you have coming up? I guess everything's on hold, but is there any, I guess you can do auditions via Zoom and that kind of thing, but is there anything that you might start like maybe early next year?
I'm doing some auditions, hoping to get back into the swing of things and start, you know, getting back into the business and getting back into work and starting again, because I'm really looking forward to that. So
yeah,
just doing some auditions as of right now.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, good luck. Good luck with those.
Thank you.
Great to talk to you, Farrah. I mean, you're obviously a talent. And as they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You're carrying on the family business and you're a natural. I mean, I've seen so many young actors that couldn't pull off the scenes that you had to pull off. It's a credit to you. And I think we're going to be hearing a lot about you as you mature and you take on more challenging roles.
Thank you.
Although this one was pretty challenging too, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
All right, thanks again, Farrah, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays to you, and enjoy your Thanksgiving as well.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you all for listening to Sci-Fi Talk. Take care until next time. The show is called Utopia, of course, and it is on Amazon Prime. Check it out.
Hi, this is John DeLancey, and you are very lucky to be listening to Sci-Fi Talk.